Okay. Ready.
Yeah. And close the door and you set it up. Just stay there. That line was in there.
Can you pass me my fan?
What?
Adrian.
I'm just staying inside.
No, you can lock it from inside. Just lock it from inside.
No. He can. You can go and then we'll lock it. Thank you. Okay. Adrian, pass my fan.
No, fan.
Your fan.
Oh, okay.
your fan.
What's the name of that girl?
Just
fitness.
I know.
Please, argue yourself.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. Long time.
Shit, I forgot to put that phone on. Do not disturb.
Yes, you might want to. You might want to. Okay. But how did this guy reach out to you when exactly? How did he not reach out to you when?
His bestie cannot reach me.
Fair enough. Okay.
Let me make sure I'm actually recording.
Okay. Yeah? Okay. All right, cool. Ready?
At this point, it's actually funny. How long has it been? 5 months? You said you've not seen me for 5 months.
I haven't seen you in 5 months. I mean, I've seen your stories. For anyone that follows Ade on his, oh my God, please.
You guys, let me tell you what. Vanessa has not seen me in 5 months. And the first thing she said is that I'm in my light skin era.
Yes, he is.
Light skin boy era.
Yes, he is.
Just because I'm out here, like, do you know the funniest
posing
thing?
Posing with guns.
Do you know the funniest thing? So, like, yesterday morning, I wake up and, like, long story. I didn't want to tell you the long story first. And I wake up and I look at pictures from Paris. And that's, like, early summer.
Paris, guys.
Like, Fashion Week.
Exactly. Fashion Week. Fashion Week. For people that knew Ade, like, 3 years ago. Like, guys.
No, wait. Let me tell you. Okay. I went for one show
on
the first day. Yeah, I just stopped. I just stopped coming out in the daytime.
Why?
And I just, like, because what the fuck was I doing there?
True. What is he actually doing? See, thank you for validating. You see how I don't lie.
And it's crazy
because,
like, I had all this fit properly planned out. I'm like, so I think the night before I leave Paris, so I just started going to club, only clubs. So the night before I leave Paris, I put on one of the fits, like this Adi Red dial up standard, put on the cap, everything.
He'll show you his shoes of the day.
Shoes, you know. Mm-hmm. Always have a nocturne, Sha. Mm-hmm. And like, I took these pictures and I was like, I wanted to post them. But like, everyone was posting around that time. And I started to feel like, nah. So I woke up yesterday, the morning.
This light skin era thing is
true. Light skin era for real, man.
You guys, we have Adrian here today.
Yes, we
He's
do.
Off the camera for today, but
forever.
He will make an appearance one day. I promise you guys. Trust me.
I like it. The fact that I didn't post those pictures, Rolls Royce up.
So when are you going to post them?
No, I post them yesterday in the morning.
I see.
That's 5 months after I took them.
No, I mean, but fair though. People plan that. You don't know people plan posts. Yeah, and Jonas it's usually.
No, I literally just woke up and was like, yeah, let me just drop this.
Fuck it. There's a Rolls Royce there. Like, fuck it.
Wait.
We're going to get into the. We don't even want to talk about
that. That's a very good way to start. So you tell me. So you're trying to tell me that you can't marry a light skin type nigga.
Please, light skin type.
Yeah, it's like we're talking about like a nigga that loves to show his persona.
No, I mean
vanity. You know, got the blush, got all that.
But no more than me now. Jiggets. No more than me. There can only be one diva. Why would there be two divas?
So you don't listen to no Drake.
Eh? Is that? Oh, you see, your life is finished.
No, I
do, but like not on that level. That I feel like there's a personality type that comes with. There's a personality type that comes with liking a lot of Drake. And now that you said this,
making sense, right?
It validates everything. Yeah. It validates everything.
Wait,
they tend to be my favorite people. I won't lie. They tend to be my favorite people. They're just hella problematic. That's just the truth. Anyone that knows this. It's true. You guys are typically problematic.
Who's you guys?
So you guys, let's get into, there's a topic for today. It's not Ade. Today's topic. Exactly.
But, the conversation.
But Ade, what's our topic for today? What's our topic for today?
All right, today, guys, we're going to dive into one of the craziest ones. And I feel like just a heads up. Today, this our season finale.
Yes.
So you know how like you watch Vampire Diaries and you like, oh, have to wait for the last episode of the season.
You wait.
You guys have waited. So just diving straight into the last episode for the season.
Yeah.
We're talking about marriages.
Yeah.
It's funny because I feel like throughout next season, we're gonna have a lot of guests in that sector, see a lot of ways that these dynamics have come up, popped up, popped down, all of that.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like this was just like the best way we could start the ending, I guess.
Okay.
Or end the starting. Don't play with my English. I like
rhymes. He loves a riddle. Every single episode has one fan, like, don't worry. I had it. Please, continue.
So basically, just talk about marriages. Let's see. Well, as an icebreaker, what do you think? When you hear marriage, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Man, bills, responsibilities, children, a whole different version of someone now. If you used to be outside all the time, it reduces a good bit. If you used to be extremely introverted, now you're going to go for PTA meetings. You're going to have to be a bit more social for the benefit of your kids or for your family in a way. Neighbors, just so that they can check on the next thing that's happening in your compound. Do you get what I'm saying? Just a little bit. It changes some fundamental aspects of you. And most people are not ready for that.
Is it crazy that when I think about marriage, like the first thing that comes to my mind is, obviously, I learned the woman have her complete moment in terms of you guys want the Bella Nigeria, all of that. But I also have to think about the man. Like, how can we do it that you get all of that and I don't have my face? Does he have to show? You see, I still have it in me. You see, that's it.
What do you mean by your face doesn't have
like,
to show?
Like where?
What do you mean by that?
Let's start. What do you say you still have you?
Like, I don't like cameras.
Oh, so you're saying that are you advocating to put your face?
No, I'm advocating that
your face should not show.
Yeah, so how does the woman have like her grand moment,
the
wedding,
without
and like just manage to just not have me pictures on my
that's tag. Don't show up now. How else are you not being all the pictures? I don't understand. What's your plan? What's your plan? Yeah, actually, what's his plan?
But you know, Black American women, they actually don't play with that.
Yes, did you see that thing in that podcast yesterday?
Which one?
Who was talking? That Cardi B, she was like, women. Men respect marriages, women don't respect marriages. In the sense that, no, women don't respect marriages, men respect marriages. In the sense that if men know that you're married, they stay off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But once women know that this person is married,
they see a provider.
You see,
that is why they usually end up cutting.
This is
actually
why.
For your benefit. This for you.
It's a benefit for the woman.
Especially. Especially if that wedding is mad. People are like, this guy has money.
Especially that ring. So, it's rocking. The rock is rocking.
It's your self-interest.
Am I just like Adrian?
Yes.
This is the first
logical. It's actually your self-interest. Not to.
So, shout out
to. It's your best interest to cut his head off.
Cut my head off in those wedding pictures.
So they should blow you out.
Blow me out of all of it.
You can just go and wear one of those, like the thing that Davido wore for his dark masquerade.
No. Google. I went for a wedding. I swear to God. And we're going to look for the pictures of it.
Yeah.
I went for a wedding in Nigeria. I was invited by, I think, the wedding planner or somebody. And it was one of those weddings where the babe was blown. And I think she was with either somebody's husband or something. I'm not fucking with you. The man wore a mask all through. It was at Monarch. This was in 2021.
Is that not the, what's he call it?
What?
That woman. What's her name?
Like,
what?
He wore a mask all through the wedding.
Yes, the guy that is always wearing masks. I don't think people know his face up to now.
No.
Labaja.
Black girl.
He's a popular girl. Lady, yes. I don't know the guy.
The guy, nobody knows him. She always masks him up.
Yeah.
Why?
Tony Abrams. The other one.
Let's not say anybody's name. But I would find videos. I'll send videos and pictures. I went for the
wedding.
That's Real Housewife of Lagos.
Oh.
It was all black. Like the wedding, all of them were wearing all black.
What?
Like I remember now, normal a pretty man came through. He brought his juju guys, all that. Normal. Like I have pictures of me at the wedding. So one of those, you know, back then, like well,
you can do that now. See, you've seen templates. Somebody else has done it.
And I'm doing it for the sake of my wife. She should remember that.
So that
men
she can shine.
Hiding themselves during the wedding is for the sake. So just have all my boys wear the same clothes.
I
So please. I feel like obviously We've gone to the last end. You uh-huh. even talked about after. You didn't even think about the wedding. We talked about it in terms of
the real life shit.
The real life shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know that, and I think we've had this conversation a couple of times over and over again. In terms of like that beginning phase. We call it the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
I guess when you get married, like that first 1 year, 2 years, it's like, even especially before kids, you know.
Yes.
A lot of people run into marriages and their first thing is
kids. Want to be more. Yeah.
In the first 1 year. That's so true. What would you say is the ideal honeymoon stage for you?
Oh, honeymoon stage, definitely just taking time to like enjoy each other's like, I guess, presence, essence, everything. Just living together, learning how to like manage each other's like shortcomings, the things that some people are irritated by, like snoring. Some people are irritated by like how you use your toothpaste. Do you put it off from the middle or the bottom? Who do you have to remind how many times to do a certain chore? That kind of thing, right? I feel like that's what the first year should be for. Learning how to live together, in my opinion.
Okay, so my thing about is that really the honeymoon stage or is that the
That's acceptance? Not the honeymoon. That's the...
Yeah, I feel like that's more that's acceptance. So my whole thing with honeymoon... let me bust your brain. This story thing, I never knew it was a problem. Obviously, it's like, I don't want to brag, but I had a lot of women sleep beside me.
Yeah.
It's just that I snore. Yeah. But like, no one has outwardly ever
complained to me about it.
Yeah. That's how like, so I have this one babe. Let's just call her one babe for the sake of this pod. 3 a.m. in London. She's like, she figures how to wake me up, which is almost impossible.
Right.
And she taps me. And like, she's like, she's going home. I'm like, why are you going home? And she's like, oh, because she can't sleep.
Was it in a hotel room?
It was my house.
So why did she just go to another?
Okay, so in London, it's like, this is one of those houses that you just rent like a room in the building. So like,
So she has to leave.
I like, I understood that, but it's like, oh my, Uber in London is so expensive. Yeah. It's 3 a.m. There's no train. There's nothing like that. So I had to Uber home. And like, I understood it. Then recently, I was back in London.
Yeah. Why did you sacrifice and just stay awake for her?
I mean, she did stay awake for you. She had been up for you.
Wait. If you know me, you know that. Bro, like, I'm not the one that. I keep quiet for 1 minute, just know that I'm going.
Actually,
there's no question in there. If I keep quiet for 1 minute, I'm going.
Actually.
So, let me see. So, when that happened, so recently, let's say, not too recent, but recently, I was back in London. Okay, this one time. So, we now had like one of those apartments that. So I end up sleeping in the sitting room every single time she's around.
Okay.
I'm like, this is on top of snoring. I'm like, yo, how is that a problem? That's hard to understand why some people, they get married and they have separate rooms, this type of thing.
Yes, yes.
But do you know something though?
What?
I feel like I have the same similar experience with him.
Yeah.
But I think that as you're getting older, I feel like the snoring gets louder.
I need to show you guys. I found a cure to snoring, just so you know. It's this thing where they put like, I'm not even fucking with you, it's an actual thing. I'm going to add the video here.
Uh-huh.
You put like, they put, so it's medicine, like it's doctors are doing. There's like a device, there's a balloon inside, they inflate the balloon, it goes through your nose and it comes out of your mouth and they pop it.
Have you done it?
I'm telling you, I just saw it. I'm going to do it in London.
What do you mean they pop it? And then after they pop, what happens?
So basically, it's called the balloon something therapy.
Okay.
So it goes through your nose, like they inflate the balloon. So it's a device that they put in your nose that has a balloon on top.
Uh-huh.
So when they inflate it, it goes through your nasal cavity. Yeah. And you see it out of your mouth.
Ew.
Then they pop it.
So it's like a mucus. Is it trying to clear?
So it's that's exactly what it
does. The airway.
So it's nasal cavity. Blah, blah, blah. It's called therapy or something.
Fair enough. But what if the reason that you're snoring isn't just because of that? It's maybe the way you sleep. There's certain positions that make you more prone to snoring.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say it's because of the demons that are chasing me.
Well, there's that. But you can't sleep. Exactly. Let's not sleep for the weekend. So maybe you're not last weekend. I thought you were.
Yoruba men are not what? They are not weekend. I can't say the same about Igbo babes, but let's see.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's I feel like that 1 year is for learning all of that. How compatible are you guys together?
But what were you doing when you were dating now?
Well, that's the thing. Some people don't live. I mean, if you live, you can't say.
So you're going to leave your father's house straight to your husband's house?
I mean, see now, is that not a kind of interesting flaw in the logic? Isn't that an interesting flaw in logic? Because now, when I get inside now, it's by force. Which is the what whole is point of marriage, though, like getting used to it.
Oh, okay.
You, as far as you've entered inside marriage, you are apparently just meant to get used to it, right? So
For me, I think it's more like, I guess most of these things for me, yeah. I feel like marriage should be, at least for me, is more of like compromise and sacrifice to achieve a purpose, right? So once you guys have a purpose, I feel like most of these other things
will be fickle.
Yes, because you understand that
there's a grand day, this is what purpose we need to
be together for.
Exactly.
So you will find a way
around
a bunch of things. Exactly. Right? That's how I see it.
That's what the first year or two should be for, navigating all of these issues so that in the future, it's not none of these things should come up again, hopefully.
It probably will come up. You just need to learn to 99.9% of these will come
that's
up.
That's true.
You just need to just get used to it.
That's okay, true, so I feel like this part here, what you're about to say, this thing I'm about to say, I think it kind of talks into it in terms of why ask yourself, genuinely speaking, me, if I had 1 billion naira like this, Dangote, that's who I'm going to use. Dangote.
To do what?
No, let me explain. Dangote.
He's
not married. If I had
1 billion. I thought he has never been married.
Never been married.
Really?
Where are those children from?
Limau.
Never been married.
No.
So maybe is that why when his ass was out, there was no reason to, there was nobody to.
But you know that he always has pies now.
Why do you women keep bringing that?
Because his ass.
Leave him. Yeah, always
has pies. His ass was out.
I beg, please, my helper.
We're actually I'm not part joking. Of, we're
I mean,
joking.
I don't know how. I don't know how.
We're actually joking.
Okay. So that's exactly
we're
what I want to say.
Help her out.
So that's exactly what I wanted to say. Like in hindsight, and like when you look at it, so why do people really get married? Because let me give an example.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna look at it on three things. Yeah.
Right.
There's obviously the I genuinely believe that if I do get married, and when I do get married, it's because of I genuinely believe that one of the major reasons why we're put on earth was to come together, maybe procreate at some point, but like I really believe like multiply in terms of multiply, but me, I thought about two becoming oneself.
Right.
That's one. And I hope that that's the reason why most people go into it.
Yeah.
But the thing is that pressure from family on its own.
That too.
There's that loneliness.
That too.
Financial security.
That too. London, the entire England. Nobody can tell me.
But that's even why they
that people
date.
Are not getting married because they want to just manage the cost of living.
That,
nobody can tell me that that's not the major reason why people meet each other and they're like 1 month after they're like we're married.
Yeah, but that's even why they date in London.
Exactly.
That's their whole culture.
Get the warmth so that you spend less on the heating bills.
The trickle down effect.
Do you get?
I you know the craziest of them all, the one that I think in this current generation.
What?
Social media hype of
real
marriage. I don't even think
the
it's, of,
ma-
it's of weddings actually
real.
I'm telling you that, see, let me bust your brain. Like, maybe we should start on this. I know for, there are babes that if a boy is driving Rolls Royce day to day, just it's not on a financial, you've already figured out that at least when you're coming out and you're doing your wedding pictures
Rolls Royce spin up there say entrance. Entrance.
So you know that's separate from financial security because that resource might not
that's just
be his
hype.
Own.
It's just they just want that
resource might not even be his own.
Exactly.
It's just that you know that it will be available.
Yeah, exactly. He can make it available.
Access to waterfront property for
access,
that.
Access. Access.
Do you understand?
Access matters. People.
Why do people genuinely like? I get on an Igbo baby. What would you say out of these things? What would you say are the core reasons?
For people getting married.
Yeah.
Or for you, what is getting married?
But actually, that's how I was actually asking.
The thing is, I will say that a lot of people feel like, I've heard it a lot, that love is apparently not the only reason or the most major reason for people to get married.
It's love entity.
No, for real. Like, I've heard that love, like, because love changes form over the years. You have some people that are loyal to each other, but not necessarily good to each other, right? Mm. That happens a lot in marriages. You know that this is your wife and, you provide for her. Or this is your husband. You respect him or whatever. One doesn't necessarily mean that's your person. If you had a choice to spend a whole day with him, you'd probably, there's so many other people that some other people put on that higher on the list or whatever, right? So I know that when I say that, oh, I really want to marry someone just because I want to find my own person. When I say my own person, I mean my own person in every single kind of way. I don't like sugarcoating anything. I don't also like becoming who I'm not either. So when I say my own person, I mean someone that it looks like they're completely tailored for me, right? And that is not easy to find. And that's why you hear that love matches, true love matches are very rare. And then now I understand why so many other people now find other reasons to not marry. It could be financial security, which is also fair because upkeep is not. No, because upkeep,
No. Because I was, really guys, I was already so wondering that Vanessa was going to have this whole conversation.
Without mentioning money.
Bro, like, do you know, bro, there was a part of me that said, what is happening?
Look, upkeep matters. I'm sorry. Bro, I'm sorry. Upkeep matters. So, but I won't say that. You should consider someone that actually cares about you, supports you, and all of that.
Because now these days, I figure out that people are luxury for upkeep.
Yes, exactly.
So are we talking
exactly.
About?
I'm talking about actual upkeep.
Ostentatious spending.
If luxury, but like that's it depends on your priorities. So people would rather find a made man, which is fair. A made man, as in, like, they never have to consider where his money is coming from because they already know he's got it. There's some other people that are okay with being with someone that shows not even just potential, as in, like, there's actual progress, there's a track record that they can follow and stuff. I would say that those ones that end up with those guys, I feel like they have higher stakes in the marriage. More loyalty, more... I don't know how to be more ruggedness about their marriage than those other guys, because I feel like the luxury ones, the ones that are marrying people that are already made and all of that, that person just chose to be with you. They didn't really need you at any point, and that's okay. But the minute that they feel like their choice is, you know, you're just a choice, not a need. Yeah. I'd rather be a need in a way than a complete choice. A complete choice can be quite...
So what if I fulfill my need?
That's what I'm saying. But like need as in like, you just know that without whatever I had, not brought, but like whatever I am to you, you don't feel like you'd have gotten this far.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's important. But in friendships.
Yeah, but what about the reality where you wake up every day and you have a choice? Because human beings have a choice.
True.
Then you now wake up every morning. Then you now, I choose this person.
That's true. That's an important part too. I won't lie. But see, that's, I don't know. It depends. Like everyone.
So I think those ones, the earlier ones, is probably choose.
Yeah.
I think the mid man probably settles. Not necessarily choose.
I mean, they have so many choices though.
That's so many.
Is it settling?
I think it's settling. Like, after this,
Maybe
the choice is not necessarily based on.
Yeah.
Like, don't be like, oh, this girl is fine, she can give me
5K. Yeah. So the choice is not as deep as some. They're not looking too much into you. It's just whatever they see that they like most times. Yeah.
Like me now, the choice is rugged. But was I make it?
Exactly.
I mean, I tell everyone, exactly. If you are looking for me. Maybe I should just put on my account balance on my Instagram. So you just be looking at, if I hit 1 billion naira, I'm not even talking about if I hit 1 billion like this.
You won't marry at all.
I suppose, but
I feel like you'd be a good baby daddy though. I think would fulfill baby daddy.
Now I tell people that I can't, like, this time next year I'm gonna have a kid.
I feel like, yeah.
What's with this baby daddy culture?
You're relatively set up for life in a way if you do it well, Sha.
Yeah.
You're always going to have a source of income. You have the child that everybody wants, because ultimately most of our parents and grandparents look at marriage as a way to have kids. Now you just have the kid without maybe the marriage. You know, same
don't
difference.
Don't you think that is a discipline and structure that marriage gives to everybody involved?
In a way, that discipline is just, I think our discipline is surface level.
Okay,
you think so?
I feel like
a huge part though. For example, now I stayed in.
Yeah.
I was in South Africa for like 7 months, right? And I'm probably going back soon. So there's a as much as Nigeria are spoiling now, there's a very huge difference.
Those ones.
Spoil and them their own spoil, right? And I think a huge part of how we are is that the fact that we had a mom and dad, now most of us had mom and dad, regardless of how the situation was. So there was that structure, that's the reason why our eyes has not gotten there. Most of them, they were raised by, maybe my grandmother raised me. The mother was give birth to them at 15 years old. And they're even repeating that cycle.
Yeah.
So if you see them, that society, the, especially
you can show, it shows. Yes,
which is the black side, right? And funny enough, the white side, all of them are like, they're married, young.
Yeah.
Because that's something I started and noticed because I was in Cape Town and I was like observing.
Yeah.
They're married, young. Most of the white people go to church. Yeah. On Sunday, you see the pictures with them, their children.
And ultimately, so that society thing, benefits them.
As little as that, I feel like it's a very huge difference. Thing. So that's why I'm like skeptical about this whole baby daddy culture that we are trying to seep into our thing. But and like, even you look at America itself, all those white people, many of them are actually married.
Married young.
Yes. And they're married in church or in whatever religious thing.
But then you see more of the black people there settling for the baby mama shit. Yes. Like,
okay,
why?
Okay. I'm just going to end this conversation on... Timmy is gone now, but copy if you're seeing this, please. Ring my Sally. Any Dan Tata kids, Dangote kids... which other ones? Elumelus, Adenugas. Who else do we have? Please, I beg only if your
Jimovias.
If only if your daddy take good care of you. Just buzz my cellie. All this funny.
But will he take care of you?
He'll take
care of you because he has to take care of you.
Do you understand the matter now? You guys threw me off. Yes. 1 billion.
It will be
curiosity. But like in terms of wildest reasons why people get married, I saw this one. It was a tweet. I think it's the Diary of the Niger Girl. So it goes, because I was going to clock 30, I don't know who put it in my head that I had been married. I had to be married by the time.
I don't like listening to that girl about the
timeline.
Marriage.
Yeah, but like she does like post up things that is, and obviously people on her DMs are just reposting people's things. So it's like it's actual realities. So because I was going to get married, because I was going to clock 30, I don't know who put it in my head that I had to be married at the time, or it would be socially unacceptable to be unmarried at the age of 30. This goes to people getting married just because of their age. When I complained to an older friend that it didn't feel right because not only was I not in love, but I had no rest in my spirit. She said I'd fall in love inside the marriage, but to never let 30 pass by. So I stayed despite the fact that he was a pathological liar and extremely untrustworthy. So it's like, you see that. So
I think for me, first of all, that age thing, I think it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Right? And I think it's a valid thing if you look at it from some perspective, right? Yeah. I remember when I was younger, because me and Melania, when I was younger, all the feminists used to say, there's nothing like biological clock. But now I'm noticing that it's no longer, nobody's saying there's nothing like biological clock. Because all of us
are in trouble. Brother, you go marry me.
That's number one. Number two, I feel like there's certain foundations of things. I do believe that it's very women. Yeah. Men, we can never fall in love. Like, we cannot learn to fall in love. Yeah. We either fall in love
or it's not.
But women definitely can. But I think the key word is that person that she ended up with
was trash.
Do you understand? So if she probably did that with someone that was kind or something, she should look at other qualities.
Yeah, she would have been super upset. Yes, because
if she was younger, I'm sure the other men toasting her.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And she's not even talking about her own choice. Or she's not talking about her own choice. So. Because I'm sure the other men that were following her, she's the one. She probably saw that Rolls Royce and picked the Rolls Royce.
That's the thing.
Let me tell you something. Anything that's double R, let me tell you something. Anything that's double R, just respect it. Rolls Royce, Range Rover, and once it's double R, confilef. Do you understand? Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm part of her choice.
So I wanted to ask this question though. In terms of, so this marriage thing, obviously there's dating and everything, but let me tell you something. Which one would you rather? Now, thinking about it, obviously, these are the reasons why people are getting married, but not by their choice. Yeah? So which one do you think is better? Knowing this behind your heart. Now, you've kind of attained it. Even if it's just for an Instagram picture, you've taken a picture of them proposing to you, or whatever it is. Yeah. Which one do you think is better? Breaking off an engagement or getting divorced?
Both are hard. Which one's easier in my mind? An engagement.
Okay.
If you didn't loud it, so
No. I want to read the next. I want to read the next tweet.
If you didn't loud it, because weddings are loud, yes, Vanessa. But engagements don't always have to be loud.
Vans, let me.
You see those people that just disengage themselves,
bro. Those ones on Twitter, yeah. Hey, I said chim. I've been
come and tell me this.
Someone's already bought Ashebi. Oh shit! God. I got virtual Ashebi. I'm so upset.
That's literally what I think. That's what I was about to read. Yes. So it says. Broke off my engagement 2 months to the wedding. Hall paid for. Popular comedian paid for. Part payments for a popular musician paid for. Vera Wang wedding dress paid for. Broke things off without thinking of all that had to be returned. Everyone's assured be money. I was getting married for the wrong reason. I just continued. I just couldn't continue. Yes. I made one of the best decisions of my life.
See. Marrying wrong is worse than never marrying. See, that's my
thing. In this conversation, there's two layers, right? These days, women, I don't really trust them anymore. Fair. Especially when they come up with all these things. Women I feel like women are less committed to relationships and marriages than they used to be.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, continue.
And I feel like women are more after like their happiness and stuff.
Yes, valid.
But what else should you be after?
I'm happy you said that. Please continue.
I feel like... I think abusive. Now, this abusive situations is not on the table.
But you know that abusive is not a different layer. Verbal, emotional, physical.
It's not tricky. I'm talking about physical now.
Okay.
I'm talking about physical abuse.
Okay, physical is off.
Yes, physical abuse. That's easy. That's very easy to draw the line. Because emotional abuse, all those things can be relative. It depends on, I can tell Vanessa something, but I can tell another person the same thing.
Yeah.
Vanessa will take it differently.
Yeah.
So women are less, so I'm always like, now, initially I used to be like, oh, the woman is saying this, but now I was like, let me hear the man's side of the story because women are vocal about a bunch of things.
Yes.
But like,
guys women are barely
now,
ever,
these days, they are watching the internet, they don't really... They are easily that happiness thing is a very tricky thing because it's like, and I think it's our generation that started marrying for happiness.
Yeah,
I personally don't think I care about happiness.
Really?
Yes, I don't care about happiness. I care about like I mostly care about purpose and everything.
Responsibilities,
duties, and everything. Yeah. Because it's like happiness is fickle. It's like you cannot base your life decisions
on in just general happiness.
Marriage or anything on an emotion as happiness.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even that's probably why a lot of people get depressed these days because depression is what a long-term state of sadness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like if you're sad, if I'm sad, I'm sad. I accept that I'm sad and I understand. I try to understand why I'm sad. I'm not like trying to chase how I'll be happy. Right? So it seems to be married. Like marriages before, people married for family ties, people married for children, people married for political ties, people married for a lot of things, security, right? It's in this century or lately that people say this whole idea of love and happiness
we saw
is coming into play.
We saw a lot of women suffer. People suffered, but if you looked at the statistics of how much marriage benefited men before, like
and the society in general,
it benefited men a lot.
Now that everybody.
You guys, I'm out here with my boxing ring, man and woman argument, Twitter people. So we're going to move on to the next segment before anybody.
In as much as
none of you niggas out here,
let me just tell you, I agree with you that women are chasing happiness more, but that's because they've seen women that didn't. And where
that you cannot be happy tomorrow. You can wake up tomorrow and not be happy.
I should be happy at least 65% of the time I'm married. Like, are you joking? It wasn't even up to that before for women.
Sometimes women don't even know how to define what happiness is to them.
As far as I'm okay,
the guy can give her everything and he just wants it. She will not be like she's unhappy because he didn't give her this one thing.
I know this because I talk to a lot of married women.
And
that's all I'm going to say.
Wait, why are you talking to a lot of married women?
So
hold up.
In as much as none of y'all niggas out here are married, we're going to go to obviously I want to gist about that are married, that have been married, that are not married, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
before they come and beat me, we can talk about celebrities. I feel like that. I feel like that's just the easiest because those ones have been in our faces.
Yeah.
I was like, let's even start on an engagement that never yielded into marriage. Okay. It's like I might not know too much about it. I know let me give a good example. A lot of people have just been engaged for years. Tobaton, you just said they're not doing it again. Examples like Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Didn't Pete Davidson still end up with, like, Kim Kardashian or something?
He did. Yeah.
Hey, God, I want to be Pete Davidson. That's who I want to be.
No, but that guy, his track record is...
Dude, tell me, numbers.
It's insane.
That's what I want to be.
It's insane.
That's who I want to be.
I think someone that's had an interesting track record is like Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck? I know he's done Jennifer.
Well, understandable though. Ben Affleck.
Exactly. No. I don't know who that is.
Why does he look so depressed with everybody? Why does he always look so depressed with everybody?
No, I think just Jennifer. Jennifer, that lady.
But on the bright side, at the end of the day, there are a lot of these celebrity marriages that have happened, and let me give you an example: Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
they've gone through,
and they've gone up, down.
You see, I feel like those are the people that did right because they understand that there's a purpose. I don't think it's about marriage. Like what? What is scatter that empire?
And I'm sure that they're
because you're not
that
happy. Are you mad?
That prenup is sexy.
Also, let's get into prenups. I like the concept of a prenup.
Yeah, but prenup literally says that you can't take shit from me. I beg you. If I marry a blonde babe, if I marry on a blonde babe, I'll sign prenup. Not for what reason?
You can sign that. You can sign. You don't have to pay for
exactly.
Every month.
Exactly.
You can sign all your alimony. Exactly. You don't need to have half.
And look, the terms inside prenups can be so insane. Can be something like, if there's any cheating scandal or anything like that, I get like maybe $5 million. Like it could be any prenups. Can be, I say it's like a lawyer's like playground. Like, what do you feel like this nigga can do?
But without prenups, you know the funniest thing I found out about like divorcing is, it's that they actually don't like each other anymore based off the little things. You hear that, these guys have managed to share a $5 million marriage. They shared it equally, everything. They now hear that, the thing scattered on top of who will keep the kettle.
Exactly. The little things.
Go to court for the next 10 years.
That'd be little thing that... But like, my issue is people that end up divorcing and then ending up with the same kind of person again.
And you know, no. But this is... Okay, I hate to be that person. Like, but this is a Nigerian woman. This is a Nigerian woman's story.
Like Cardi B. No, like, it's not like Cardi B right now. Why she break up things with Offset to end up with another nigga that just had two other kids by two other babes?
Vanessa, let me raise
you one. Women are used to just find the happiness thing. So maybe Offset...
I want to raise you one. Nigerian babes will divorce their husband for cheating. They go and be with somebody else's husband.
That is weird. It's really celebrity ones.
That part.
That's the one that always.
No, this country, God help us.
That's what that always
human beings God, in general.
This country, God help us.
Let's play a little game.
Okay.
Play with you guys. I'm gonna ask each of you one question each.
Okay.
All right, let's start with you, Adra. Would you rather die before your partner? Or after them?
After.
Jesus Christ.
It's happy to sex.
He's
a widower.
Have you ever heard that thing that Nigerians say? Next of kin. Okay, enjoy.
What else did I miss?
Is it next of kin? Okay, enjoy.
Look.
All right, Vance, let's go. Would you rather plan a wedding that never happens? I've actually done something before.
The divorce one.
I'll get divorced 1 year after the wedding. But you dated perfectly for 6 years. So would you plan a wedding that never happened? Or you date perfectly for 6 years and get divorced 1 year after?
Divorce. Because I've seen that some people first of all, a lot of babes are flourishing post-divorce right now. And the best part about a lot of it, social media right now is that even though your wedding blew out, I don't know if people have also noticed, sometimes 6 months, 1 year into a marriage with a babe or something, like that was big and everything, check their stories. They check their pages after like a year, 6 months. They've archived everything.
So why did you say that though?
I'm saying that because, like, I've noticed that, like, it's easy for babes to get back on their feet.
No, I'm asking you. You said, what? Why would you choose to?
Yeah.
Or I choose to divorce.
Marry instead of breaking up the relationship before you get married.
So it depends. Breaking up a an engagement and the whole plan and everything, I would say it takes lots of balls. Yes, a lot of money, first of all, you never get back. Those no refunds and all of that stuff, that shit's crazy. You've already sent out all the invitations, especially like your parents. Their parents are now like big people in the that have sent it to
you. I know a babe! I know a babe! Interesting.
But I think
it's true though. See, if
so
your parents,
that is the reason why you would just break up after the wedding.
Yeah,
but
because
you
like,
six years, but you dated for 6 perfect years.
That happened to one of my friends last two years ago. She said that she was like, they should refund her, she should be money. She went to these people dating, they were in Canada actually, they were dating for like, she said, was it 8 years something?
Yeah.
They got married in January.
And then
by February, they're like, they flew all the way, flew everybody.
No, no, I have friends, God forgive my sin, but I have friends that they dated since high school.
Yeah.
But when I said the boy minute, and the girl were loyal, but the minute they got married,
I don't know what it is.
So you'd rather, no, we know what it is because she was already trying to say why. So you're saying that
it's crazy. That calling off an engagement is crazy.
No, call it off.
It is hard. Especially me. I'm the first child.
You entered the marriage.
Adana.
Nigga, I'm the first child.
Well, you've entered the marriage.
Nigga, I'm the first child.
So Adana cannot break off the wedding.
Yes.
No.
Interesting.
Because, no. Look, it's like, first of all, divorces can be quiet. A lot of people, I know like
what
5 marriages. That's what I'm saying.
I have 2 more questions.
Look, and like the thing is that when you get divorced,
now. I have 2 more questions for you guys. We're gonna have to do takes for the tweets later on.
Okay.
If your ex showed up to your wedding uninvited, what would you do?
I live in Lagos, I've gone for like 10, I'm not even lying to you.
If I'm not going for 10, I've gone for 10 weddings that I don't pack the wife. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So what's your own state of mind in that? Are you thinking about it or you're just thinking that, oh, I pipe this girl or you're just,
I'm
just it doesn't come to your mind?
I'm just looking around at the other babes there. I can't lie.
Oh, okay. So you're not even thinking.
I don't just spray money, have a good time.
You understand? That's
what
I do.
So
bring Salamanca.
Do to you when they saw you? What was the interaction?
Yeah, what's your interaction with the bride? Yes. Do you ever interact with the bride?
I went for one very recently.
Yeah.
God, I don't want to talk too much about this because they just got married.
Did you interact with the bride?
Yeah, like I went there because of the bride was buzzing myself. Like, where the fuck am I?
Are you serious?
But you know that I'm very close to all my.
It's just
adding magic. Like, how would you get married and not there? Who's going to give her out?
Fair.
See,
what? Wait, like, what? Who's going to give her out? Her father, her mother, her grandpa. What are they?
Boy,
you
was
her
daddy, though.
I had to free her, you're a sick man. You know, you're a sick man.
I had to free her spirit. Her husband will never have her.
Wow.
Okay. If you think I'm lying, ask her. My last question for you, Vanessa, will be, should people get a refund on the bride price if their engagement breaks? You know, babes, they would like to refund Ashoebi money. You know what I'm saying? Bride price, Ashoebi ring.
God.
The ring,
no, ring, ring, I understand that.
If the ring's expensive.
Ring, exactly.
You should return it.
Exactly, but I don't know. Bride price, like, see, some bride price in some places is yam and stuff like that. If they've eaten the yam,
you guys are so funny.
I think it depends on the circumstance.
Let me tell you, guys are so
what
funny.
What if the girl, maybe you catch a girl cheating? Hey, she must be
funny. But you guys are so funny. You guys are thinking about it from not the perspective of the actual. Now, let me think about it as the babe. Bride price goes to your parents.
Exactly.
Ashoebi probably goes to the wedding planner because they are using it to raise money for you. The only item that is now your own. Which is the ring? Is the one you guys now said that she's
called off the
wedding. I like Jack. If I was the babe,
if
me, I give you babe. This thing is a different conversation. But if me, I was the babe, are you winning? That's the only property I keep.
What if you're the one that called off the engagement?
Yeah. So I'll now return $1 million.
Andy is dangerous. Dangerous as a woman.
We have officially recorded our shortest episode.
I know, yay!
Thank you so much, guys. See you next season.
End of the season. Boom. Shout out to Adrian.